Build your online presence. On top of your lists of prospect customers, which is your major asset and will always require your efforts, you will also work hard to establish your online presence. In this post, I will give you some tips and offer some insight that you can use when managing your online business. Communication is an important part of your business activity. Since you want to guarantee increasing sales figures and steady cash flow, you should frequently reach out to your prospects. If your customers see your pieces of information in different social media, they will realize that you are serious about what you do. For that end, you should send them messages in various formats, using multiple channels. A channel in this case is a medium that you use for getting your message across. To reach your customers, you need to know what social media they like. For example, if most of them share news about their families and friends on WhatsApp, you also want to use it for your business purpose. So, one aspect of selecting the right media is the customer's preference. Another one is your business objective. If you want to call your prospects' attention to something that you offer, you will use a medium and a format that will grab their attention the best. Instagram, for instance, is good if your intention is to let people know that you have a new product extension. The third aspect of your media choice is the message itself. While you may communicate the same message across the board, you may decide to slightly modify it according to its target and medium. Coherence is important, though the core message that you are sending out using different media should be pretty much the same. For online communication, you will need a strong visual identity, a logo, your colors, the photographic and graphic design style of your own, etc. Please remember, social media communication is always a two-way street. In other words, you should respond to comments and answer questions posted by your audience. Not all comments need to be posted. Anything offending minorities, for instance, is inappropriate, and you will moderate it out. Once I made the mistake of responding angrily to a comment which seemed to me unfair and offensive. But I learned my lesson. Always keep calm and strive to be objective. There are many sides of online communication that you will get familiar with as you are moving forward. There is one more aspect I would like you to remember now. Your online presence should be regular and systematic. The easiest way to ensure this is to have a plan in the form of a calendar where you note in advance all your postings and publication. This is how you can make sure that your customers never forget about you and your product. Start getting familiar with the different social media, learn about their features as much as you can, and let me know in your comment how you progress.